Welcome to Expressive Espresso.
Today is about the power of you.
Anytime I'm scared of something, I feel impelled to attack it.
Expressive Espresso is the coffee shop for leaders like you.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying.
Expand your knowledge about personal development.
Anything that starts with I don't want to work is already a problem.
Entrepreneurship.
Invest in things that you understand.
And leadership.
You will change the world.
This is Expressive Espresso with Alexis DeAngicoli.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I am your host, Alexis DeAngicoli. And before I give you a more detailed version of your to-do list, I wanted to explain procrastination because there is an explanation and several reasons why we do it. Procrastination is the greatest barrier to achieving goals and getting things accomplished. Time is a valuable resource, and procrastination is the greatest enemy of time. After we've reflected on our goals for the coming year and you've pre-purchased the new book, Sip This Hustle, by yours truly, understanding the greatest enemy of time is valuable since there always seems that we don't have enough time. Those who procrastinate the most are also the least effective. Does your most successful friend procrastinate a lot? How about your least successful friend? Waiting until the last possible moment to complete a task eliminates the possibility of finding the most elegant solution. You're doomed to experience mediocre results, assuming you're able to complete the task on time at all. So there are several possible reasons you may be procrastinating. First is the fear of failure. This is perhaps the most common cause of procrastination. After all, you can't fail if you don't try. Unfortunately, you can't accomplish anything without taking action. If you find your life has been stuck in the same place for a long time, you're most likely afraid of failing. So instead of that, reframe the idea of failure and realize that it's one of many possible results. You can choose to learn from that result and apply it to your next attempt. Repeating this process ensures success. Expect to fail. The more often you fail, the more quickly you'll reach your goals. Avoid allowing an irrational fear to become an obstacle to getting things done. Second is the need for perfection. Nothing in life is perfect. The desire for perfection results in procrastination. Decide how good it really needs to be. There will never be a perfect moment or opportunity. Your results will never be perfect. Nothing needs to be perfect. So just get busy. Three, habits that don't support getting started. Getting started is the hardest part. Some of us have effective habits for getting started on new projects or unappetizing tasks. Others have great habits for putting off these same activities. I was having a heart-to-heart with my husband over the weekend, and he told me I was this way 2 years ago. I would have these great ideas, and I would, in fact, get started. But I lacked focus. Taking in the feedback didn't hurt my feelings, and I respect it. I also think it reflected on the failed projects that I've had in the past. For example, perfected projects failed because of the lack of focus I had. And for those who don't know, perfected projects was an extension of me, a service that I wanted to provide, a project management service. But now I have the website of alexis-danju.com with the services and the book that we provide. That failure ultimately set us up to do better things in the future and learn from that. Develop the habit of taking immediate action on any unpleasant task. It can be small and simple, but get started. You'll often find that a small amount of momentum is enough to do more work than you initially intended. Four is a lack of self-discipline. Self-discipline is a valuable commodity, especially for the creation of new habits. Use your self-discipline wisely. It's always in short supply. Use it to develop the habits that will overcome procrastination. Five is the fear of success. You might think a fear of success is ridiculous, but it's very common. Success carries several burdens. You may become more visible and have more responsibility when you're successful. You are a victim of higher expectations in the future. Tell yourself that you can overcome the pitfalls of success. Avoid letting the fear of success lead to procrastination. And finally, the inability to deal effectively with discomfort. At the most basic level, procrastination results when the thought of taking action results in more discomfort than you're capable of dealing with at the moment. It's only when the pain of not taking action becomes greater than the pain of avoidance that gets things done. Some of us are more influenced by that discomfort than others. With practice, you can learn to take action even in the face of great discomfort. Start small and tackle those tasks that are only mildly unpleasant. You'll find your resistance to those uncomfortable feelings will increase. Now that we have the procrastination explanation out of the way, let's make your to-do list more effective. You already know that to-do lists help you get focused and organized throughout the day. When you have your to-do list in hand, you're freeing your mind of all the disorganized thoughts and instead getting them down on paper. However, this technique can go awry if your to-do list isn't organized as well as it should be. You might lose your motivation and drive, and at the end of the day, you may notice that most of the things from your list are not crossed off. Here are 5 tips to create an effective to-do list. 1 is clarify priorities. It may help you to develop some sort of ranking system for your to-do list. Certainly, every item on the list can't be equally important. You can use a number system and rank them 1 to 5. Items ranked 1 may have a lower priority, while the 5s are the tasks you should attend to first. You should also clarify your priorities in the sense that you need to leave yourself detailed instructions. Figure out the who, what, where, when, and why of items that may be complicated. This way, when it comes time to tackle the task, you won't skip over them simply because they seem too complex to complete. Next, you want to pare down the list. You need to complete task or part of task 1 step at a time. If you have 15 minutes to spare, find something on the list that you can complete in that time period. It's common to tell yourself that 15 minutes is not enough time to do something, but all those 15-minute chunks add up to something huge. At the end of the day, you'll be surprised how much you've accomplished in small increments. Next, you want to include flex time. If your to-do list is too rigid, it simply won't be effective. You absolutely need to include some flexibility and breathing room in your day. Try not to jam-pack your day with unreasonable goals, otherwise you'll be at the risk of disappointment. 4, add in something fun. Your list, no doubt, is full of things you may not be looking forward to. That's why integrating fun activities and tasks should also be a priority. When you add in a fun item, it doesn't feel like work. It may even feel like a break. When you return to the less desirable items, you'll get more motivated to actually get them done. 5, try not to list too much. It's vital not to overwhelm yourself. While some days might be action-packed in order to reach certain deadlines, you need to avoid this level of stress on a regular basis. If there's too much on your plate, or you have to work too fast, you can't possibly enjoy yourself, and you'll end up frustrated and overwhelmed. And as a bonus, let's go with the 6th one, which is keep it organized. Your list needs to be organized in a way that makes you feel comfortable. There are many options nowadays, especially with digital devices. However, the old-fashioned pen and paper method may be what's best for you. You can also opt for using the internet or even your cell phone to keep your list organized. In conclusion, eliminating procrastination from your life results in getting more things done. And those things will be done at a much higher level. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Expressive Espresso. I have been your host, Alexis DeAndre Coley. And until we meet again, please make sure you check out the website, alexis-dandrew.com, and pre-order the book, Sip This Hustle. And like I said, until we meet again, have a great week.